Putnam Rural Planning Board, Monday, 17th of December, 2018.
Yes, we need to call this meeting to order. This is the planning board meeting for Putnam Rural for December 17th, 2018. With bated breath, we've been waiting to try to review the minutes from August 20th, 2018. I'd like to try to start off with a review of the minutes and ask folks at work project if they had any additions, deletions, or corrections.
I was present, had not.
I was not present, and I have none.
Yeah, I was not present.
I wasn't present.
They look good.
Full compliment.
On here or anything? All right, so for the August 20th, 2018 minutes, that I'm looking.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from August 2018.
Any further discussion? Not too controversial. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstention.
Three, I think we got it. So, motion carries. Our next item of business would be a review of the minutes from November 2018. Report for a moment to refresh your mind on those, ask for any additions, deletions, or corrections to the November minutes.
I do offer one correction. My name is listed as also present. I was absent.
Oops, put you on the wrong line.
That's okay.
Thank you, Jerry. Or any further additions, deletions, or corrections to the record? To the minutes as amended for November 19, 2018, do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion to the amended minutes for November.
I have a motion by Reed. Have a second?
Okay.
Have a second by Eric. If you're controversial, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Okay. I'd like to start us off with a conversation as a follow-up from our November meeting. We had healthy conversation and debate between our applicants that we had here last month and the planning board. And as a result of that conversation, there were pieces where the board was at a loss for some elements of conversations that may have occurred prior to us being involved that night. And with Jim here tonight, just wanted to give us an opportunity to talk about maybe how we got to that point. In a couple of cases, we had a couple of board members that come to me afterwards and spoke out about the level of, I guess you'd say, discomfort that they felt being involved with last month's review. And that's certainly something that gives me, in the chairman role, pause and concern. We have a board that sits in front of you with a high level of integrity and takes their role on this board very seriously. So I just want to take a moment and, I guess, clear the air, see if there's anything that folks have continuing to have in their minds that's outstanding or needs to be addressed at this point in the voting floor.
Well, I would say the applicant seemed like it was going to be just a one meeting, and kept saying that it was very easy for him. Very easy, it was not much was going to need it for him to do. And as we went through the meeting, there were a lot of questions and concerns about what was happening. And as you well know, Route 9, we definitely want public hearings for that. We were put on the defensive with you not being there, basically.
I can just flatly say I never tell an applicant that they're going to be approved in 1 month.
May I just interject? I think there's
no, but this is a meeting. No, what I mean,
okay.
And I purposely wanted to have this. I talked to Ron today on the phone. I wanted to have this while the applicants were present to make sure that this is emphatically stated. In the 3 years I've been here, when have you ever had an applicant come here and say they're going to be approved in 1 month? It does not happen.
Well, no, actually, we've had probably two or three applicants that came and felt that, but they were wrong.
Correct.
I was going to add...
And that's exactly where they what they are, is feelings. It is not reflective of a conversation that I have with them.
When you first started sending us these things, and I don't know if I have my hand
here. The staff notes?
Staff notes. I thought, wow, isn't he finding work to do? Okay, but I found them very useful last month. Because we were able to find in the staff notes your thoughts on a lot of stuff. Which then Ron pulled them out, and I forgot my bottom. And I said, you know, I'm very happy that we have these.
I can tell you what happens. People come in all the time with inquiries about a certain action they want to take and what route, if any, they will have to take with our approval process. Sometimes if it's a use permitted as a right, it can come directly into the town for a permit application, whether it be a sign, building permit, or something like that. Another route is a variance, special use permit, or site plan review, or sometimes an interpretation like we're going to have Wednesday night, another one. So they are advised of that. I always say I do not speak for the board, and it is a matter of course on Route 9 that it is at least 2 months because you have a public hearing, and usually that first meeting is essentially an application completeness check. That is what is said. I never speak for the board because I was a planning board member. I was a planning board chairman twice. I have immense respect for the function of this board and immense respect for the people who serve in these positions, particularly you individuals. I would not, that would be disrespectful for me to say anything less. That does not happen. And I felt bad about not being here. I think I've missed 2 meetings in 3 years. And I had a conflict the night with something with my wife. It was a holiday event. I couldn't avoid it. But otherwise, Mondays and Wednesdays, the third and fourth week of the month, are sacrosanct for you and the zoning board. But it just does not happen. And I'll discuss that with any applicant who would like to discuss it with me. It just does not happen.
Or any further?
And I apologize for the position you were put in last month. That's not fair to you either. So.
Fair enough. Good meeting. So our first item of business tonight is a update on the people living home sales. the sidebar conversation that you
did. With a really nice
with that, really nice drawing that makes John very happy. So with that, a good segue. We'll ask folks tonight in the audience too that are going to speak on behalf of the project. Please state your name, your address for recording purposes. So with that,
just before you get into that, the public hearing was properly noticed in the paper, and the notices went out. And we also sent out the notices for lead agent status. There was nothing back except from the county. They concurred with you being lead agent status. And we also heard back from the county in terms of the referral for the 239M, and they have no county impact.
Okay. So with that, it looks like we have to take an update on where we left off and some of the action items that we've been working on.
Well, good evening, and I believe that everything we want to ask for, we've got the rest on the map. Basically, if you've been by the property, when that last meeting occurred, there were potentially four or five of the previous homes of the previous business person left
mark as far as the surveyor all the state, so it actually makes it very nice and can actually measure off. This is where we got to have everything. So everything pretty much for us to be able to come in there is pretty much ready to go. Bill, the owner of the property, has gotten everything pretty much removed that needed to be removed. We got a little bit of cleanup to do there, which once we start building new models, office and whatnot, we'll have a dumpster there. Anything that's loose that's still around, obviously we want to have the place cleaned and pristine when we're done. So if there's anything on there that doesn't look clear or whatever, I'd be more than happy to try and address it for you.
You said that dumpster, that's just for when you're first setting up.
We talked about that. As I set up models in plastic, there's shingle scraps, there's cardboard, and whatnot. So we do need dumpsters. Typically, when we set a house for a customer at their home site, we almost always address a dumpster. And a similar situation as we're setting the models for the sales center that we're going to have. Garbage that has to be addressed. So, our plan would be to not keep a dumpster on site. If in fact we were to do that, we would want it to be behind the display. And again, our plans currently do not call for that. Pretty much the only thing would be trash people are, whether it's county waste or who, but typically.
Swirled in.
Yeah, small type container is would be all we would be looking for at this juncture. I assume that if we were to talk about keeping a dumpster on site, that fenced in or enclosed so it's not visible.
Mainly for your sake, if people aren't stopping in and looking for it.
Well, there's that too. We do experience that at people's sites, trust me.
I started questioning.
That's right.
Sorry.
Thank you for the update. If you were informed, you can go ahead and sit.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Do you have any other additional follow up on that before I open up the screen?
No. The applicant was in once to drop off the drawings, and then the property owner has been in several times with updates about some of the things he tied down. The lease agreement was one of them. So they've been following through, trying to make sure that they had all the conditions met. From my review of the drawings, I think they did a good job, and they seem to meet the questions in the staff notes, but that's just one person's view.
Yep, at this point, Mike, I'll go ahead and I'll open the public hearing. And we'll ask anybody in the audience that might have an interest in this project, if they please, again, for purposes of recording, please state the name and address. And we will be certain to maintain a sense of decorum throughout this process. And with that, we'll go ahead and we'll open the public hearing. Will that be?
So for the record, this is kind of what we expected for a public hearing, but you never know. And it's always the ones you think of. I tell my wife, I'll be home in 3 minutes, you know.
Don't do that. Never.
For years.
Never do that.
So first of all, I want to commend you. The map is awesome. This has got all the details that we need. Mr. Freetag, you're going to continue owning this property?
Yes.
And, of course, the parcel next door?
Yes. I have no plans to sell in the next 20 years.
Okay, but we discussed it if you ever did separate that you would need to make accommodations for water on this site, and I see that was taken care of. You have great markings as far as where separation between wells and septics on that site and on yours. Normally, I don't particularly care for buildings that are on boundary lines, but since you own both sides, fine.
I do have a question. I'm Mike Pugh. I own next door at 1582 Route 9.
Okay.
Is that to the north?
It says on the left.
North.
Right on. And my only question, you just said boundary lines. I like the concept. I'm all 100% for their business. When I asked last time when my neighbor was there who didn't really give a crap about anybody, she was putting units right up against the property, cutting down my trees, and as Bill knows, Bill took care of it, and I was very happy about that. But my question back then was, how close could she put her display units to the sideline? And I never really got an answer, and that was really the only thing. I mean, I talked to the town, I didn't talk to Jim, but I talked to somebody, and they said, well, I don't know, I think they go right up to the board. So,
I'll take a shot at it.
That's my question.
It's, buildings have setbacks.
Well, I know, and...
Okay. But technically, these aren't... Buildings. They're buildings, but they're not permanent structures. So it would be like if your neighbor had a car lot, you probably would be surprised if they backed the bumpers of the car right up to the boundary line.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know.
My determination would be, and John's essentially right, if it's permanently affixed to the ground on a foundation, then it constitutes a building and is subject to the building setback. But if these are technically mobile and can be taken out of there on a trailer or whatever, then they're not subject to the setback. What I would encourage the board to consider is, I think this is right, they're essentially buildings, and there should be a setback established as a condition of your approval that these buildings be a certain distance from the property line, because they're essentially are buildings, you're right. But under the definition of zoning, they technically really don't meet the definition.
Bill Brinkett. The typical setback is what, about 15 foot?
Setback is 15 feet.
15 to 18 foot. I don't see any issue at all with that.
They have 15 indicated on their site plan.
I was going to say, the site plan already shows that 15 foot buffer.
No, we plan on it here.
Otherwise, so you're comfortable with it.
We're very comfortable with that. Like I said, the property lines are very well defined right now. And 15 feet with the models that we have planned for there leaves us plenty of room.
I would still encourage that as a condition, because sometimes ownership can transfer, and you might have a different proprietor there. I'm sure he'll be fine. It's just,
well, this would be the only concern. My instinct would be to say that that there shall be no model home or storage of a model home within any of the existing C1 zone, C1 setbacks. However, the rear setback is 30 feet. And your plan, as it currently exists, shows some temporary storage of models back in that area, which would definitely be within 30 feet of the rear lot line.
Is that temporary? Is that what you were talking about last month, where if you're waiting to site a home, you might have one?
We really don't plan on having those temporary.
But we said if you were going to show us where it might.
Correct. That's why.
So these will be on wheels?
Yes, absolutely. Those will be.
They're just going to be temporary.
Yeah, see, I would say if they're still sitting on wheels, I would consider it just like an automobile.
Oh, exactly.
Instead of blocks,
it's clearly
the wheels off now, then.
That's clearly not a building in that the wheels are attached. And
yeah, and we had encouraged the Bushes last month to try to give us a sense for it. If you were in that situation, you had to receive shipment prior to site being ready, where would you lay it down temporarily? So, thank you.
Still on the wheels and everything. Is anybody ready to consider just stock or trade? So,
Okay.
Where else is the water line going in here? Where is your global water for this? You're going to need it for an office.
This water
doesn't show on the.
It's showing on the.
It's at the back of the office where you see the. It's actually visible if you drive over at the property. So it comes across from the well.
Is that the 94 feet or?
Yes. Yes,
if you look at that office from the main road, that back right corner is pretty close to where it currently is. So we would be bringing into a crawl space foundation that office is going to sit on. So it's pretty much right at that spot there.
There's already a current water line from that well over to the property. It just has to be extended about 15 feet under the structure of the well.
If that's what your question was, Mike, is physically where it is.
Yeah, I guess my problem is we're within a water district, and we're allowing somebody to take water from a well from a different piece of property, I know the owner's the same, and putting it into a different piece of property. And he says he's not going to sell it for 20 years. My problem is that, again, we're inside the water district. If we have water available, why are we letting water come from a different piece of property to this property?
Well, what we
can we allow that for...
What we discussed last week is it's an existing one.
So, yeah. So,
okay.
So,
and we talked about putting a stipulation on it that for any reason these properties were separated and that before that separation would be approved, that, you know, before this, as far as the same landowners holdings, before that would be approved, that they would have to provide water for this site.
I don't agree with that.
You're welcome to that.
I don't agree with it because we're within inside of the water district, and I believe they probably could both be on there, and being so close to the septic here and everything. You know, you got a septic, you got a power panel, now you're going to put a water line all right together. I'm not sure what the separations are right there, because your electrical panel's there, your septic tank there, now your water line.
Well, we have other parcels on Route 9 corridor that are not attached to the water line. We aren't making them all attached.
Where?
Well, I'm assuming that not every resident's up and down that thing tied into the water line.
I think anything new your assumption would probably be wrong.
Okay, but as far as existing, is what my point is.
I'm pretty sure everything's hooked up.
I mean, I know that up in town the deal was that Gene brought the water and everybody had to hook up to it. But I don't know if the water line down Route 9 required everybody hooking up to it. I don't know
the answer right off myself. But what I'm saying is, this is, I know it's existing, but it's not. It's also being new, and we're letting it from one property to the other property. I'm not even sure, and I guess it's a question for Jim, is this allowable in our code, or is this something that got done back then and shouldn't have been done?
I think as these things change over, this topic should be at least discussed. You know, you are right. It's in a water district. My experience is that a municipality is in the business of selling water, and they want to encourage people to hook up to it. So, I think that's really what should happen is it should hook up to the water system. But, I mean, it's in your discretion to, you know, allow the continuing condition.
Is this building existing now, or is this a proposed building for the office and garages?
The office that was there was sold and removed, so we have to put it in structure.
It's not technically a building. It's not going to be on a foundation.
The office is not a building.
No, your office is a module that's going to be on blocks, right?
It's going to be on a crawl space.
So you're
going for a crawl space.
You're putting in footings in a crawl space.
Yes. We'll be obtaining the building from the front of the town.
Okay.
I think that's a point of discussion. You know, do you want to take this opportunity to have the water hook up or no?
My opinion, it should be hooked up to the municipal system. It's a new business coming in town. I understand it's the same business, but I believe it should be hooked up.
Same type of business.
A temporary for him to get going and do his thing because it is winter.
It's a fair point.
When comes spring, he should be made to hook up to the system.
It's a fair point.
And my question is this meter panel. Is this meter panel is going to be, that's where everything's being distributed out throughout the property?
208 service, we have an electrician that come in.
It will be separate from, it will be attached to this building, separate from the building.
No, the building, it's the panel that's there is on a board right now.
Oh, right now, okay.
So, obviously, we're going to have an electrician figure out the proper way to bring it to the building and to feed, and again, feeding the other homes for display are strictly for light. It's not, we don't need any,
sure,
we're not running anything of any.
And on the south side of the property, the drawing which doesn't, but that's going to be a module home. where that blue line is going south. It's to the right, it's to the south of the office.
The 16 by 76?
Yes.
Yeah, again, that's strictly for lights.
But that is going to be another module home.
Well, it's a single wide manufactured home.
Single manufactured.
Again, that's something that's on wheels. We have to temporarily block the structure for display purposes.
Sure.
But again, that's not even a... Basically, the way that we operate, we don't hit a switch to light the whole thing. Each home has its own individual switch before you enter it. So you hit the switch, all your lights are on. You leave the home, you shut the switch off. So literally, at any given time...
This is for display purposes. For people to be able to see, like, this time of year.
Yes, exactly.
And the other question about the electricity, is this going to be underground, or...
Well, I've got drawn on there and proposing to run everything in conduit, and it would be my desire that we're bearing that. I don't want to be driving over conduit.
Sure.
Are you expecting to have non-family employees working in the office?
Excuse me?
Are you expecting to have non-family employees working
yes.
in the office?
More than likely looking at a staff besides myself, we're probably looking at two sales consultants. Probably not much beyond that.
Or any further?
Just looking at the parking out front, the 10 spots.
Yes.
Out of there. My only concern when looking at it is enough space for people to back out. So I'm just wondering if maybe it might not make more sense to have all those.
Yes, yeah, certainly not
such that people, and I think that would help to encourage maybe a traffic flow.
Yeah, that's certainly not.
Use problem. You know one side as an ingress and the other.
So you want a one-way flow?
I think given the limited amount of space that you're going to wind up with up front with the sign and that, it may help you if you turn on it. It'll make it easier for your customers to.
Certainly not a parking lot.
Yeah, because there's really no curb cut. There's no real curb cut in front of the.
There's not. It's basically it's a gravel parking lot. It's not defined blacktop where we have striping. So I would assume, being perfectly honest with you, that the number of people we might have at any given time, you're probably not talking more than two or three cars. It wouldn't surprise me if people actually kind of parallel parked. And like you're indicating, getting out of there is going to be a lot easier if you're parking such a thing.
Just wanted to mention also a couple of additional items that we had asked for that did come through. We received a letter from the chief of the fire department, Nicholas Quinn, dated December 3rd, 2018, was addressed to Peter Bushy. For peaceful building home sales, and it reads, Mr. Bushy, I reviewed the MAP proposal for 1572 to 1576 State Route 9 Monroe. From the fire company's perspective, we have no opposition and request no changes to drawing number 85-351. After completion, please feel free to contact me if you would like the fire company to visit the property or access or any other concerns.
If I can just say one thing, on your parking, you have 120-foot length for your 10 spaces. That's really nice of you. We only require 10-foot widths on our parking spaces. You're providing 12.
Yeah, then have to be 20.
However, we do require 20-foot length on the parking spaces, and I realize you're not going to put lines on there, and you're not marking out spaces, but on the map, the Mylars that get signed, for your approval, if you could just scribble out the 18 and write 20 on there so we know that we're in compliance.
I disagree. He's got to have 200 square feet now, and he's got 216, which is 12 by 18 meets our. That's the only definition we have, is 200 square feet.
Are you sure? I thought I read it there that it was 10 by 20.
The only thing I can find is 200 square feet because I had 10 by 20.
Okay. So they can be 14 feet wide?
I found it in 149-5, which is the definition there.
Okay.
So the parking space is 200 square feet. Yeah, I doesn't necessarily make sense, right?
Not at all. But
I'm sure. square foot.
So they could basically be 16 by 15. They could be 16 by 13, and we're good. So we need to fix that when we rewrite the code and make sure we do better than 20. So
add it to the list.
Yeah, because, you know, if you go up to Queensbury, it's everything's 9 by 18. And some of the developers come in here and they're like, well, that's ridiculous. It's like you're looking at a board full of truck drivers. We all drive pickup trucks. Trust me, it's not going anywhere. 10 by 20, okay? The only thing I would say that you might want to change them, if you do think you're going to site a dumpster with an enclosure in the future, I don't know how we go with this, Jim. Is it better to put it on there now so they don't have to come back to site it, or is it better to not have it now because you require them to do it if it's on the map?
In that case, I would say a note would suffice instead of actually showing it. Just a notation, and that way we have some flexibility.
Be in an enclosure.
Correct. But yet, the requirement is noted on the plan.
That way you don't have to come back with another map showing us where the enclosure would go. It's just already taken care of ahead of time.
I think Jerry's right. I don't see it in the off-street parking.
Okay.
That's where it would be. So.
Or anything.
If we don't have it any place to arrange it, I've had trouble finding it. How did we change Habitat for Humanity to make them increase the parking spaces?
Oops. Well, yeah, but 9 by 18 would still fall short of 200. So I'm going to stay with the 10 by 20. If someone wants to argue, they might go with 16 by 15.
I'd be fine with that.
Could.
Other than, like I said, I think it'll require a little more creative location of the only, given it's another 2 feet. I mean, as it is, if I measure out kind of what looks to be available, it's like about 11 to 12 feet. If you're backing the vehicle out of the turn. So it feels like if, you know, I understand that the applicant is saying it doesn't affect all those parking spots to be filled out with your money. You know,
well, there'll be no lines here because it's grabbed.
Yeah.
So.
I think some of that distance is being created by those berms there. I mean, those are landscaping berms. I understand. Still have to go on and drive up on them. I'm saying I can cut them in half.
Okay.
You know, the dash line there. If it's deemed or determined that you want more area there, then we can actually just take it out of that.
I say that you just say they're 20 feet, we add 2 feet to the front of every space.
Sure.
And just there you go, but don't worry about it, because we're not going to ask you to draw lines anyways. So,
yeah.
I just wanted the number 18 to be 20 on there, just because it works better. But Jerry, if Jerry's right, I guess it could be 18 by 12 and be good.
Well, and the key theme there is your comment about the overall flow and the orientation of the spots is good. So at this point,
just a couple of quick questions for you. If I understand correctly, based on the minutes from last month, and I thought that's what was here, so just indulge me for a moment.
Sure.
You're going to reuse the existing lighting, like lot lighting that is on.
I don't have any clue if the lot lighting even works, to be perfectly honest with you. Mm-hmm. There are light posts at certain locations, and if my electrician deems that what is there is operable, then yes. Or if in fact the light posts that are there we can utilize, you know, obviously we can bring power lines to them. But yes, that's all in place there right now.
I understand that. I guess my point being that I'll assume for right now, for argument's sake, that you're capable of just changing a light bulb and everything works. And if the board approves that, if you ever go to change those lighting fixtures, you have to let the board know, let the village department know, right? If you're going to change, if you get there and they don't work, and you're going to come up with new lighting, how are we going to?
That's a set.
How are we going to alleviate him having to come back?
What Jerry's driving at is basically a change to the site plan, which
we can actually utilize exactly where they are. I have to put a different lamppost in that exact location.
I'm thinking more of a fixture. If you have to put another fixture, it's just we generally require that the type of fixture that people are putting in be included on the plan, so that we know it's a downcast light.
We could include that on the map, though. Any change to the lighting will require that they be downcast, you know, within the same.
Right. I just think we need to figure out how do we word that condition.
Right.
And my other question is on the exterior of these model homes. Are there going to be lights, like a porch light?
In other words, code requires a light at any exit, any door. I, as a policy, typically install the lighting on the siding on our houses. I don't like anything that looks unfinished. So each one of those lights, as you hit the switch, your lights are all going to go on, including the exterior lights. So you open the door, there is a light.
Are you going to have floodlights exterior that are
going to be floodlight's not a typical floodlight. Something that you would be ordering a wire from the factory, and then you have to install that on site. So typically, floodlighting would not be something other people are going to do.
Okay. Are you comfortable with the conditions that you won't put floodlights on the individual?
Yeah, I don't
model.
I'm not sure if you're asking because you don't want floodlights or.
We want to keep the light generated on the property to keep it from still off.
Oh, sure.
If you're going to put a typical porch light in a fixture,
yeah,
that's just lighting up an area, that's great.
No, we don't make it to look like fraud.
Okay. I guess that's a good question. How late will the lights be on? Obviously, you close up tonight, the mobile home, or the mobile place will be closed off. But any other lights, do you have a plan on lighting
the sign? My understanding is the sign out front is the lit sign. And again, we have to make sure wiring to it is all
sure. And
functioning and all that. So that would probably be something that comes on with electronic eye or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when it's dark, that light is, or the sign is lit. But beyond that, our hours are 10 to 5 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 3 Friday and Saturday. So we're typically not going to be there.
But if for your own protection of vandalism or theft or damage, you have light to protect
security
light. We have a security light on the property.
I wasn't planning on it. Again, that's something that.
But those are things that need to, if you choose to, we need to have them cited on the plan.
Okay.
At
this point, I'm not choosing to. Am I assuming it correctly that at some point we deemed it was necessary, would we not come and apply for a permit or whatever?
Well, I don't see any reason why they couldn't put it on the map, and then if you choose to not turn them on, that's up to you. We're not going to come.
Well, again, I think a note, something to the effect, I had a note here of, downcast lighting only and no light wash on the neighboring properties.
Exactly. Which you don't want to do anyways. Why pay the electricity and light your neighbors?
Board, any further?
Was that, I'm sorry, I was writing some notes, that comment that you just made, was that in relation to lighting attached to the model homes or
no,
the whole?
No, it's a security.
Okay.
I think the general site light.
Yep.
Okay. And it's just like a display, so it'd be like a car lot. And rarely would you see the cars in the car lot sitting with their lights on.
Agreed.
I mean, but I understand that they're required to have a light at each entrance for safety, and that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the car lots themselves do usually have lights to display the cars, right?
Yeah.
Here too. So, Jerry, did you have another one from last month that you were? Say you had a couple for food. The lot. I just was really curious about the lighting.
Okay.
That's it. Good. Oh, do we need to add a signature block?
Yes.
Just a statement, just a place for the chairman of the board to sign as approved and one other member.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing.
Are we going to put a note on there about the water or no?
I have it as a condition. It'll be up to the board to decide whether they want to do that. You get to that point, Mike.
Okay. One more before you close it. So you have existing poles that you might or might not put lighting on. And those would be your security lighting if you so choose to use it?
The existing lighting is a decorative. They're probably 6-8 feet tall and flat, and they've got like 3 globes on them. So it's a decorative light. And they run like in between, I think if I remember correctly, they're between the 2 line poles. So they're not out front per se.
They're like a residential scale light post. I've seen those.
As we talk about security lighting, probably what would make the most sense would be for me to leave the lights on 2 of the models so that they look like somebody's home. You know, they're not anything that's beyond that. The sign is going to be shining somewhere brightly.
I will say in the 18 years of the other owner operated property, I've never had a problem with security. They're all homes. Plus,
I could have had some
surveillance.
He's not like a guard. He's a character.
All right. Our public hearing is closed. We're going to move speedily along to the short environmental assessment form. I'll ask the board to reorient themselves to the short environmental assessment form for people living home sales and ask if there are any questions and questions. For
I reviewed the responses to part one. They seem to be consistent with the site plan.
I would agree.
What? Agree? Okay. We're stopping here. We move along to part two. This is the portion for us of the agency complete. The responses are either no or small impact may occur, or moderate to large impact may occur. One, will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulations?
No.
Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land?
No.
Three, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Four, will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area? Five, will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Six, will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Seven, will the proposed action impact existing A, public / private water supplies?
No.
B, public / private wastewater treatment utilities?
No.
Eight, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Nine, will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources, such as wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, and fauna?
No.
Ten, Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems? No. 11. Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
Any further questions on 1 through 11, part 2? That brings us over to part 3, where we determine the significance of the peaceful living home sales. What shall be your determination?
I move to require a negative declaration of environmental assessment of peaceful living home sales.
I have a motion for a negative declaration by Peter. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Peter, and a second by Reed. Any further discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Mr. Jensen?
Yes.
Chairman?
I shall agree. The motion carries. Board, what would you like to do with your business? I don't know if it would be helpful for us to make sure we're aligned with the different conditions or items that we had rattled off.
I have 7 so far by my count.
Right.
I'll go through mine and see if they're... the first one I have is building display models only, building setback shall be for display models only and for the side yard only. The side yard setback. Underground, the conduit or the electrical lines connecting the units will be an underground conduit. There will be a one-way traffic flow through the site, one for entry and the other for exit. They'll be required to hook up to the municipal water supply. Any new or replacement lights be downcast with illumination on site only, and no floodlights on model homes. And then a signature block be added to the plans for the chairman to sign and one other member of the board. Those are the 7 items I have.
Good job. I had one other one that we said we wanted to add a note that in the event a dumpster was needed, that it would be enclosed.
Maybe my question is if we decided that I want to go to municipal water,
I was waiting for that discussion.
I think you said that right there. So you give
them I had it on my list. That was number 4.
So you basically, I think what you were suggesting, Mike, is allow a temporary town to get through this spring.
Sure, but I'm not sure what you want there right now. Do that. And you know what? Jim, if you would, check with Jesse, the service may be on that piece of property. I don't know the answer to that, but it may be there, which would make it a whole lot easier. But, yeah, temporary water, because it's winter construction, and all comes spring.
Would it be possible for us to put a date, if you talk about spring, which you don't...
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely have a date.
We like to, well, what I'm getting at is I'd have to spend an exorbitant amount of money to put... these displays, and I'm talking in the area of $150,000. So if I remember correctly from the last meeting, the fee to go under the road is not a few hundred dollars, it's into the thousands of dollars to connect to this water.
A couple $1,000, I'm not sure what the fees are right now.
So I was wondering if instead of spring, we could talk fall as far as being hooked up by a specific date?
I think fall would be too long. It's you know, by Memorial Day, you know, it's summer by then. I think that's fair.
So if I could just interject here for a moment.
Sure.
First of all, it's not your property, your lease. So very generous of you. But Mr. Prefect, would you be, you know, interested in running water to this site? Is, I think, the more important question, right? I mean, it's not their property that they're proposing water to be running to. It's a great guess.
Well, at this point, I don't see where there's a choice. Okay. The question is what's the time?
That's
So one of the reasons I asked the question if you're going to hire employees is because now you have outside people and they're using the water. But with the map that we have right now, I don't see any, at least I don't have any evidence that there's a compelling health reason to require the water hookup in the first place. But if the board wishes that, and if you're okay with that, I don't see also in that case a compelling reason to have to say it has to be in the spring. I mean, if this was a private public water source, if this was two separate property owners, and somebody was using the neighbor's property they owned to get water, I could see a compelling reason. And if there was a health issue with the water, a septic too close to a well or something, I could see it. So I would not be opposed to allowing a more lenient time frame. I don't know about Labor Day, but it could be later. In my opinion, it could be later than Memorial Day. Get you out a little bit, I can see that.
July 1st?
I only one vote here.
July 1st?
I mean, basically using the word for a bathroom and possibly making coffee, I mean, that's about all I
can do. I think for the most part it's restroom. I mean, and I think that actually we probably will do bottled water. I mean, that's typical.
You're going to want to walk water.
Well, yes, for landscaping.
Because the water line's on the other side of the highway. It's not.
Right, so we discussed that.
Mike, if you're right, if it's on their side of the highway, then it's not. Out.
It's on the outside of the highway. I'm concerned here, we only got 94 feet between the wells and subject, too. You know, it doesn't even meet requirements.
That's okay. Right.
So if we have somebody who goes in there, drinks the water, gets sick, all right?
Excuse me for interjecting.
We're still within 110 feet. No, it's close.
It's 100 feet to the...
I'm good with July.
50 feet to the subject tank in the well. 100 feet to the disposal tank. So 100 feet to the subject tank.
I'm good with July.
I think
that's more than fair. You're okay with that?
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
We'll have to extend work.
And that's if it gets it up.
Reasonable.
So right now we've got July 1st. That'll be part of the condition.
I think it's a septic plant probably come down the other side.
Before we settle, should ask the applicant, when is your most busy time of the year?
From a people probably,
if there would be two busy times, I would say March through May, and then probably end of August through end of September kind of thing. You've got people wanting to get in over the summer. And then you've got people wanting to get in before winter.
Is working then would be less if we condition this to the 1st of August? That will allow in ample time to get the work done and not really run over everybody who's trying to come in and buy his houses?
Does that work for you, especially where you kind of go through that one peak and then a little valley before you get the other?
We're obviously going to make the effort to get it done. My concern, being perfectly honest with you, is I know what my expenses are going to be going in, getting all of these houses set. I've got quite a bit of money to put out there. Bill and I have to talk about who's paying for this.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to give myself more time. And in fact, I've got a financial application here. Give myself more time.
You know, be able to sell some of those big dog security services and generate revenue. All right, anything further, Ward?
Did you move August 1st?
August 1st.
August 1st.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
All right. Do I have a motion?
All right. I'll make a motion to approve site plan for the name right. Peaceful Living Home Sales. With the following conditions. No model homes that are connected to electrical service shall be located within the setbacks of the C1 zone. plan shall include a notation that any dumpster shall be located within a fenced enclosure. Exterior lighting on model homes shall not be directed off-site and shall not be floodlights. Electrical, underground electrical lines shall be in conduit. There shall be a one-way traffic pattern for ingress and egress to the site. There will be a signature block added to the plan for a chairman and one board member to sign. That any replacement or new general security lighting shall be downcast design and not result in light directed off-site. And that water service shall connect to municipal water supply by August 1st, 2019.
I have a motion by Jerry for site plan approval with the eight conditions that you just mentioned. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion by Jerry and a second by Mike. Any further discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Mr. Jensen?
Yes.
Chairman?
Shall concur. Motion carries. Is there anything else for you'd like to see happen with this applicant?
Signature
so long. I have a motion that the chairman of the Riverside Mylar is upon Mylars when they are prepared to present it.
Would it be a Mylar? Or is this just going to be a
private kind of paper? Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by John, not too controversial. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
And just so the board's aware, the other thing I've added to the hit parade of things that are being done is written notices of decision are sent to applicants now that that list the conditions, if any, with any approval that's given. So or any decision that's made, whether it's a denial or approved with modifications or conditions. So those are now in writing to every applicant.
Good. Thank you, John.
I have news as to why the second applicant is not here this evening. They have withdrawn their application. I called the applicant. That's where I ran out real quick. And Samantha Richardson informs me that apparently the landowner got a better offer on an incoming tenant, and it's off.
So the landowner is going to remember that he needs to, go to the zoning board and come here? Because he admitted last month that there was a light manufacturing business in there for a couple of years in between, but he didn't come here, so there was no hold on. It's like, you admit that.
Thank you. Very good.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
So what will happen with that daycare applicant? They'll have to find another site now then?
Yeah, she's withdrawing this application. She'll have to reapply. They went through a special use permit with the zoning board.
Yeah.
Two meetings there.
Yeah.
And an architect?
No.
That seemed to drag things. That's probably not too bad.
All right. Board, I would like to indulge you for one other, maybe two other quick things, and they are both related, which are our meeting dates for January and February. 2019, because they both fall on holiday. So.
And we have the 2019 calendar right here, Chairman. And there too, right here. Sorry. So we make a motion. I'd like to make a motion that the January board meeting be moved to January 28, 2019,
And in February, our meeting moved to February 25th, 2019, at 7 p.m. due to the two federal holidays that fall on the third Monday.
You mean the 29th of January?
28th. Is a Monday.
28th and January 27th?
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, you're right. I got the wrong year.
Is there... Sorry. Is that motion by Reed?
Yeah.
Is there a code that tells us what those blue blocks are for?
There's...
No, not that I
can. It's probably some sort of New York Unified Court System. Is that something?
I don't know. It's nothing. They just met court. Well, it's going to be here.
No, it doesn't say.
Town court.
Okay, so that's the 28th. What did you say, Reed?
And February 25th for our February meeting.
Okay.
Due to federal holidays that fall on the third.
Motion by Reed. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Jerry. I do have a version of all the paper, right?
Aye.
Aye.
You're Wednesday?
One more thing. As you well know, I go to the board meetings.
What's that?
Town board meetings.
I think so.
And the town board is really trying to emphasize that planning board members and zoning board members get trained. And that's probably why we're seeing the conference that's coming up in February. At 6, and also the annual. Could you see if they'll allow us to go to both, Jim?
Yes, and I have news in that training front as well. Okay. I would encourage you, if you can, to go to the meeting on the 6th. It's a good way to get those training. I know it's an inconvenience. It's a all-day affair, but it does get your training. I'm in discussions with Mike Valentine to do our own training course here. I would conduct the course and we do it right here within Town Hall, and we may potentially invite adjoining towns to attend if they'd like, but we're also going to try and get a satellite curriculum at a couple times in the year, so you guys have some alternative dates rather than try and have to force that one day a year at the annual training, you know, down in Saratoga. So we're going to try and get some alternative dates. Yes, and make it also an evening time as well.
Do the vouchers need to be turned back into Kathy?
Yes.
For the Saratoga Annual Zoning Board?
Yes.
Those are useless. You're not signed by anybody other than ourselves. Walk in there, and 10 minutes later, walk out of the bag, mark it all out, and go do something else. Saratoga County collects them at the end, and they keep a record of who participated in the hours of the
contact hours.
But anything that I do, I can bring a piece of paper in and say I did it. Those things are useless. We end up with. Mm-hmm. We should, if anybody has a question, go back to Saratoga County for anybody that attended the planning conference. Mm-hmm. And I hope everybody does. And then I blast people who really don't listen.
The alternative has been that the board is. If you're not willing to do the training, they're going to ask you to, they're going to dismiss you off the board.
Well, that's why we're going to try and do these meeting sessions too.
They feel strongly that we get this training.
Okay.
I did mention to the executive suite last year when the second email came out about that at the time we do not even have an alternate board member.
Okay.
And the four people that I knew hadn't been at last year's training conference were, at least three of them were engineers on our board.
That's what I was going to ask. We're going to have a discussion with the executive members about them recognizing the fact that some of the board members are required to achieve contact hours for their credentials that they carry outside of the planning board. For example, a licensed professional engineer.
I don't think that's maybe something.
That's a good point, and I think that has merit.
Do you have to get any
contact
hours for your profession?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. How many do you have to get?
36.
Over what period of time?
3 years.
Any distinction or characterization as to whether those sorts of trainings are helpful in the?
How about the water? I do that every time a year.
You have to get contact.
I think all that's applicable.
As long as they're being aware, they just want to. You need to inform the planning department what training you have, so they know you're getting trained. They just want to know that you're meeting your obligations.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
No, I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
I'm just trying to point out that
you know, folks are expected to, in their professional...
Certainly a PE and an architect, okay. The maintenance that you have to do for those licenses are right on point in a lot of the stuff that you review here, so...
I mean, I'd already the six to get out and spend a day and you have your credits in, right?
Correct.
What's so hard about that?
It's not. You're just emphasizing that you should, when you're not doing it, you should be
doing it. Right. I don't want to take it away. I go whatever. But I think that's a very nice idea about the Kathy.
No, they do it.
So there'll be more information to follow.
You go to then the county got them and it keeps track of the board.
No, what I mean is when there's a fee for it.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, you go to Kathy and it should pay for it.
I think,
and that's on January 7th.
February 6th. It's later this year. It's usually in January, but it's a little bit late.
What was the
midweek?
The one we just
got. It always is.
What day is it in that? April. What's the one in Bolton? That's that one.
That's April 28th through the 30th.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a 3-day.
Yeah.
There's actually several a year. Warren County also put down one in October, but that's again a morning. Theirs is usually a half day.
We haven't even been notified at least.
Oh,
right at the city.
Oh, April 28th.
Yes. Yeah. We got it in our email this morning. Jim, I have one question.
Sure.
Speaking with the fire chief, he's not heard anything from Morris Holmes about that road or anything. I don't know if he could.
Yeah, he's not been in. I got to rattle his cage. He's not been in at all since he got his. I'm sure he's looked at the spring, but I'll get in contact with him to make sure he's compliant.
Okay, thanks.
Well, while we're on the subject of the fire department, are we going to do a site plan on the new parking lot?
No.
Or are we just going to pretend it's not there and just leave
it alone? Yeah,
that is a point of, it's a sore point.
You see me smiling while I'm saying this. I'm not really dying to do
this. I wrote a 3-page memo to the board about that.
Yeah.
Back when it was actively being considered.
Okay. I mean, I'm pretty sure they didn't disturb more than an acre of land. So.
Well, Mike's on the fire board. Aren't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, do you have any position with the Southland Falls Fire Company?
Are we going to meet? Or are
we are. So.
Okay. Yeah, we're still on the right.
I would like to ask you after the board members have anything further for.
And I have a conflict, so I am going to stay out of it.
And if they don't, I'd like to wish you all the happy holidays, your family, Merry Christmas.
So we adjourn?
Yes.
Motion adjourn.
Yes.
Is that the first and the second?
Second.
Oh, I think
I'm going to get my Christmas present here.